Hybrid energy storage system combines ultracapacitors and batteries. Investment in grid-level energy storage is expected to triple over the next 5 years, with a multitude of players delivering a wide variety of technologies, each with its own benefits and drawbacks. Duke Energy recently installed a hybrid energy storage system, HESS, that combines high-capacity batteries with fast-responding ultracapacitors. The pilot project will provide peak demand response, load shifting, and support for a utility-owned 1.2 megawatts photovoltaic array. Hybrid Energy Storage System, HESS. Other than fuels, batteries offer the highest energy density of any energy storage system. They're also quite versatile since they're easily scalable and, unlike pumped hydro or compressed air energy storage, they don't depend on local geography. On the other hand, batteries take a while to charge, they have limited lifespans, and they can't deliver or absorb large power surges. Ultracapacitors or supercapacitors can charge quickly and survive 10 times the number of cycles that most batteries can handle. Ultracapacitors' quick response times allow them to take in or dish out substantial bursts of power, but for a given size/weight, ultracapacitors can't pack nearly as much energy as batteries can. While batteries are the marathon runners of energy storage, ultracapacitors are the sprinters. Duke Energy decided to employ both in its HESS, pairing a 100 kilowatt/300 kilowatt hours Aquion aqueous hybrid ion saltwater battery bank with a 277 kilowatt/8 kilowatt hours Maxwell Technologies ultracapacitor module. Battery. The aqueous hybrid ion AHI battery is maintenance-free like a Li-ion battery, but according to Aquion, the AHI is more robust than Li-ion. For example, the AHI can operate over a wider temperature range, minus 5 degrees Celsius to 40 degrees Celsius. It's not susceptible to thermal runaway, even when overcharged, and it is made from recyclable and sustainable materials. AHI batteries don't have quite as much energy density or power delivery capabilities as their Li-ion competitors, however. The 100 kilowatt/300 kilowatt hours battery bank can power about 80 homes for 3 hours. Ultracapacitor. While the battery bank provides long-duration power, the ultracapacitors handle short, intermittent duties. For example, when a cloud passes in front of the PV array, the ultracapacitors can quickly stabilize the power. When supply exceeds demand briefly, the ultracapacitor will absorb the additional energy. In Duke Energy's hybrid system, the ultracapacitors can hold 8 kilowatt hours of energy and can deliver 277 kilowatts of power for up to 104 seconds. Other applications. In addition to the aforementioned applications, grid-level energy storage can be used for frequency regulation, spinning reserve, and even wind turbine blade pitch control. In the energy storage world, there's no such thing as one size fits all. Likewise, there's no single storage medium that meets the needs of every application. Smart designers are mixing various capacities and technologies to build the right tool for the job. _ Follow Dr. Tom Lombardo on Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, and Facebook.